First off, I just want to apologize if the audio quality is rough. I am currently driving back to my hometown. I have to pick something up from the city. It's about a 45-minute drive, so you're coming with me on my commute here. I'm not even going to edit this at all. It's going directly from my earbuds to my phone into the interwaves. That's a terrible way to talk about the internet. Interwaves. That makes me sound like the oldest boomer of all time, which I am not, even though I sound like a boomer probably and talk like one and act like one and have a lot of dad vibes for someone who's definitely not a dad. I just want to talk about the camera announcements that Canon has made recently. Depending on when you listen to this, the Canon R5 and the Canon R6 are now out into the real world. All the speculation is over. We have these holy grail cameras, as some people are calling them, out in the real world. And I won't go into the details on the specs and all of them. They are, you know, on paper, they seem to be very nice cameras. Some of my peers have put out videos about them already as well. I don't want to talk about the cameras themselves. I just want to talk about the idea of feeling left behind or left out when a new camera comes out. Because I don't think that you should buy something just out of FOMO, just this fear of missing out because a new camera came out. And I think that because Canon has been under fire for the last few years of being, you know, behind or slagging behind Sony or basically any other camera manufacturer, specifically in the mirrorless market, I think there's like a lot of people that were just waiting for Canon to come out with this like savior camera for the brand itself in this segment. And it might even just feel like if you have a Sony, if you have a Fuji, if you have a Panasonic or whatever camera you have right now, you could easily get caught up in that sentiment that there's all these like Canon shooters that switch to Sony that are like, oh, should I go back to Canon now? And you might feel like following suit. And what I want to say to you is make sure that you have maxed out whatever camera you have in your hand, even if that's just your phone right now. If it's just your phone, you don't even have a mirrorless camera, you don't have a DSLR, I want you to make sure that you've maxed out all of the potential that that camera has before you ever consider dropping something as astronomical as $2,000 or $3,000 or whatever, $1,500, doesn't matter. Buy the tool that is right for the job. Don't buy it just because it's cool and you want to make a YouTube video about it or something, or tweet about it, or put up a damn Instagram post, whatever it is. Buy it because A, it'll either make you money or it will make your creative process easier. And so I am someone who definitely gets caught up in hype all the time, specifically even with tech and phones more than anything else. I always want the new iPhone. I always want the new computers, whatever it is. But as I get older and as I get smarter and wiser, even if you want to call it that, I'm just not spending that money on things that truly have no real world benefit for me in a day-to-day basis. I can still grab my GH5. I can still grab my Blackmagic Pocket 4K for all I care. And create images that I know I can probably still do better. I haven't even maxed out those cameras yet. So for me to be like, oh, I should, and I was definitely thinking this, for me to be like, oh, I should go buy this Canon R5 because I need full frame. And oh, wow, it's a mirrorless camera that shoots 8K. 8K is the future. Who cares? I can't even max out 4K yet. I'm using a drone that only shoots 2.7K. It doesn't even shoot 4K. And I did an experiment where I uploaded it to YouTube in 8K and it looked better than most 8K cameras I've ever seen. So I just wanted to put this kind of like PSA out there that it's easy today to get caught up in all this marketing hype and mumbo jumbo, all this kind of junk. Look at your camera, look at yourself in the mirror. Do you really need it? Ask yourself if you really truly need it. If you can answer that question honestly and say that you do, go for it. By all means, enjoy that new camera. But if you don't, max out what you have right now. Keep experimenting, keep playing, keep killing it and billing it. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Top Comp Podcast. Nice and short, not even 4 minutes, I don't even think. But hope you guys have a nice, wonderful day, whatever day is you're listening to this. Cheers.